T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This is the station you turn to first for live team coverage of breaking news. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 8 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. Wichita woman charged with killing her boyfriend. We have the story.
The eldest Koch brother has passed away. I'm Ted Woodward. Those details just ahead.
Governor Kelly says the state is holding out hope over aviation layoffs. I'm Dan O'Neill.
I'm KNSS meteorologist Ann Holliday. Cold high pressure is going to continue sliding on off to the east. With south winds returning, that's going to help warm us up a bit today and especially Saturday and Sunday. Our complete forecast in just a few minutes.
The Senate passed a resolution Thursday restricting the president's options on using military force against Iran.
This was a bipartisan vote, 55-45, with 8 Republicans voting with Democrats on this war powers measure. Utah Senator Mike Lee explained his position on it to Fox's Dana Perino.
We believe that it's more appropriate whenever we're going to put U.S. lives on the line. We think that Congress needs to authorize that in the form of a declaration of war.
Also in favor, Senate Democratic Leader Chuck Schumer, who used it as an opportunity to take a swipe at the commander-in-chief.
The president has no authority to enter the United States into another endless conflict in the Middle East.
If the House passes this war powers resolution later this month, President Trump is expected to veto. On Capitol Hill, Mike Emanuel, Fox News.
A Wichita woman, 18-year-old Rena Nguyen, is charged with murder for shooting and killing her boyfriend in southeast Wichita. Late Wednesday afternoon, police were called to a shooting in the 1500 block of South Batten. Police Lieutenant Jeff Gilmore says 22-year-old Amari Holt had been shot multiple times. He died less than an hour later.
Nguyen, Holt, and a 17-year-old female were at Nguyen's residence on Batten. While there, a verbal argument started between Nguyen and Holt. During this argument, Rena Nguyen pulled out a handgun and fired at Holt as he was walking out the front door, striking him multiple times. One of the shots also struck a nearby occupied home, but no one inside the residence was injured.
Nguyen drove away after the shooting, but soon returned to the area near Oliver and Harry and was arrested. She was booked into jail, charged with first-degree murder and criminal discharge of a firearm. This is Wichita's 8th murder case of the year and the 2nd in 3 days this week.
Frederick Koch, the eldest of the 4 Koch brothers, has died. He was born in Wichita, served in the Navy, and spent many years in philanthropy. He enjoyed his art and book collection and restoration of historic buildings. He died Wednesday at his New York apartment home of heart failure. He was 86 years old.
Kansas Governor Laura Kelly was in Wichita yesterday, taking part in discussions about recent aviation layoffs.
Kelly says the layoffs are a potentially big problem, but safety nets are in place. And the state is hoping for a resolution soon.
I think what we would really like to see at some point is resolution, in D.C. with the FAA. We need to know where this is going and what the time frame is going to be to help us plan better one way or the other.
Spirit workers laid off due to the suspended production of the Boeing 737 MAX are still being paid. Kelly says that is delaying the impact on the economy. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
Two men are dead after shooting each other in a Walmart in Alabama.
Police in Mobile, Alabama say 2 men are dead after both pulled out guns and shot each other during an argument inside a Walmart neighborhood market late Wednesday. This woman says shoppers ran in all directions trying to find a safe place.
We just heard bam, 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 at least six or eight shots. Thank goodness we were on the other side of the store.
It's unclear what sparked the argument between 21-year-old Jacques Thompson and 44-year-old Shantatus Kirksey. Both men pronounced dead while being treated for their gunshot wounds. Rich Dennison, Fox News.
A Kansas City couple is facing 3 municipal charges of animal cruelty after nearly 270 small animals were removed from their home. Authorities charged 24-year-old Micabel Montero and 21-year-old Natasha Acosta Thursday with failing to adequately care for the animals. Now, most of the animals removed Monday from their duplex were rats. city's Neighborhood and Housing Services said it was one of the worst animal hoarding cases the agency has ever investigated. KNSS News Time now, 8:04, 4 minutes past 8 o'clock.
Shocker men's basketball trying to get rid of a losing streak on the road last night. We'll hear from Coach Marshall. Some highlights coming up in sports.
How much are you shelling out for your Valentine this year? That story coming up on the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. The KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted now, 8:08, 8 minutes past 8 o'clock. Wichita's Eisenhower Airport Terminal celebrates its fifth birthday in June. Airport Director Victor White tells KNSS News, Eisenhower has been a busy place.
We had the record year for Eisenhower Airport in 2019. It was our all-time high. We had almost 1.8 million passengers in and out, which beat the previous record, which was in 2018. And it was about a 5% increase over that year, which gave us three consecutive record years and seven consecutive years of growth.
Victor White, our guest this weekend on Issues 2020, Sunday morning at 8 on KNSS.
How much are you shelling out for your Valentine this year?
How much are we spending on our partners on Valentine's Day? Bankrate's new survey says that across the U.S., we'll shell out almost $27.5 billion, up 32% from last year. That breaks down to about $152 on average. And if you're a millennial, it jumps to $208. About 75% of that generation, age 24 to 39, plans to spend money for Valentine's Day, more than any other age group, too. They're also expecting their partner or spouse to spend the most on them. At least $153. Bankrate also found the longer the relationship, the less money people are likely to spend on their Valentine. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
A high school student who almost died after being punished in school now gets to keep a big legal award.
An appeals court in Louisiana says the over $180,000 award given to former high school student Tristan Rushing was appropriate. Back in 2014, Rushing was late to band practice at McKinley High School in Baton Rouge. As a punishment, he was told to do 200 push-ups after he went to the hospital with muscle and kidney issues. A medical expert testified that his muscles were damaged to a life-threatening level if he hadn't gone into the hospital. The school's former volunteer assistant band director, Jason Jones, who was named in this lawsuit, has apologized. John Saucier, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 8:10, 10 minutes past 8 o'clock.
This morning, the gasoline prices in the Wichita area, well, down a little bit. Of course, midweek this week, we jumped up to $2.19 a gallon. We backed off a little bit at the low end. Right now, I'm seeing $2.16 a gallon. I spotted $2.16 gasoline near Maple and Seneca, also at 47th Street South and Hydraulic. Traffic update from 98.7 at 1330 KNSS is brought to you by Joe DeBrava and Carl's Goodyear Tire. Located downtown at Market and Waterman, and online at carlstire.com, your home for complete car care.
Now the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. It's another start to the day in the deep freeze, but the best news of all is this system is moving further east of us, and that means temperatures climb a bit more today, and especially heading into Saturday and Sunday. Our high 37 with winds increasing out of the south. Tonight clouding up, our low 33. 51 for the high Saturday and 57 on Sunday. I'm KNSS meteorologist Ann Holliday.
And now we have a partly cloudy sky, 12 degrees, southeast wind at 9 miles per hour. KNSS weather brought to you by the Monarch, open at 11 a.m. for lunch Monday through Saturday and noon on Sunday. The menu can be found at monarchwichita.com. The Monarch in Delano. 8:11 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS on Valentine's Day. And with us this morning, John Whitmer, of course, he's on Sunday nights at 7 here on KNSS to talk about, a wide range of things. And, of course, it's Valentine's Day, and John has big plans for Valentine's Day. Right, John?
Yeah, I thought you were going to, like, wish me a happy Valentine or say I was your Valentine or something like that.
How does that work, though, when you're in Topeka, and, of course, you've served in the legislature? Do you have pass Valentines and little candy hearts across the aisle to the other people in the other party?
Not across the aisle, you don't. Are you kidding me? You're lucky if you're, you're ducking the things that are being thrown at you from across the aisle, trust me.
That bad, huh? Okay, well.
It depends. I mean, we get along, some of us, sometimes, and sometimes you're watching for incoming from across the aisle.
Put it down. Incoming. All right. Hey, what's going on in Topeka right now? We got things pretty much on hold because of this constitutional amendment on abortion that failed to pass in the House. Is it on hold now?
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, the governor kind of weighed into that issue because she didn't have a vote in it. You know, it wasn't going to go to her. After it passed both chambers, it would have gone straight to the people. So she tried to stop it. And it failed in the House, as you know, and so both the leadership in the House and the leadership in the Senate have said this is a priority for them. And so really effectively what's happening now is neither chamber is going to take up any legislation on the floor of either chamber until they can get the votes to pass that in the House. And so the committees are working, they're passing out bills, but really, for now, nothing is happening on the floor of either chamber. They'll pass out things out of committee, and things have grinded to a halt. And from what I'm hearing, I've talked to former colleagues, and they're really in a stalemate. And the funny thing is, coming up here at the end of the month is turnaround, and that's the point where either chambers take up the other chamber's bills. If they don't pass out legislation that they've worked on up until this point, this could be a very unproductive session. So the things that matter to people, like Medicaid expansion, if they can't find a solution to the constitutional amendment, everything will die, and this could be a very unproductive session, shall we say.
Of course, we talked with Senate President Susan Weigel the other day about this issue, and basically she's saying that, if you want Medicaid passed, you got to do abortion first, so...
It's a priority. I know that it may not be a priority for the governor. She doesn't like the constitutional amendment, but you know what? That's what bipartisanship. That's what give and take is. You want Medicaid expansion? They want this on the ballot so that the people of Kansas can vote on it. So, yeah, okay, we'll help you get your bill out if you help them get their bill out. That's really what it's going to come down to. And we'll hear. We get a legislative update every Sunday, and we'll get one this week, and we'll see if there's been any progress on this issue.
Well, okay, it's good and interesting to see that former district attorney here, Nola Folsom's back, trying to get back into politics, right?
Yeah, that's an interesting race too, because the Democrats already had a candidate in the field who's filed and who's been raising money, but obviously they have no confidence in him because State Representative Renee Erickson is the Republican who's filed for that Senate seat. This is Susan Weigel's Senate seat,
right?
And they obviously have no confidence in him, so they've gone to the bench and now they're looking for another Democrat to run. But Renee is a formidable Republican. She's going to raise money and she can work. I mean, nobody knocks doors like Renee Erickson can. Plus, it is a Republican seat, so obviously they felt they needed to find someone else. And Nola's got name recognition. Now, on the flip side, there aren't a lot of people. You and I are old, but there aren't a lot of people who know who Nola is, and I don't know how well Nola Folsom is going to work. And I guarantee you she won't outwork Renee Erickson. So that'll be an interesting race for sure.
Yeah, it's an interesting point, though. If you've been out of politics and out of the public eye for a while, you lose some of that name recognition. Of course, she's been in private practice, and her name's been in front of people quite a bit. But that's one of those very interesting races, I think, coming up here in November. Huh?
Yeah, absolutely. But, nothing beats, and you're seeing it right now with the Democrat presidential primary, nothing beats retail politics. And Renee Erickson is going to be out there. I've known Renee for a number of years, and nothing beats door-to-door and getting out there and meeting folks and knocking on doors. And she has already been doing it, and she will continue to do that. I just don't see Nola Folsom going out here in this weather and knocking on doors. And I think that's going to be the weakness here. I think the Democrats have found somebody with name ID who can maybe raise some money, but money doesn't win you races. Look at Michael Bloomberg. I think that's what he's counting on, but I don't think he'll get traction, and I'm not sure that Nola Folsom can either.
All right, so you're going to be on Sunday night at 7 o'clock right here on KNSS. You may even
will.
You may even entertain a phone call or two, right?
Well, only you, because, again, you are my Valentine today. So yeah. I'm hoping that you'll call in and we can spend some quality time together.
You know, if I'm your Valentine, you're in big trouble, John. You need to.
I wouldn't. I wouldn't want to take that away from Ted. I know you two have a special relationship.
You need to reassess some of your personal and interpersonal skills, okay? Because you're in trouble, buddy. Okay. John, the show is Sunday night. John Whipper Show right here on KNSS. Thanks, John. It's 8, coming up on 8:18, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. And on Valentine's Day, we've got sports with Ted Woodward. And we got a little Valentine for you, courtesy of the Shockers.
Yeah, Shocker men's basketball team in Orlando yesterday. Nice warm Orlando.
Yeah.
Taking on Central Florida. Shockers were trying to get things right after losing three in a row, including a big blowout in their last loss. Ooh. Well, the Shockers looks like they got some things figured out. Last night was a good night for the Shocks. They were up by 20 points even before halftime. And the ball was going in the hoop. That always helps, too. Mike Kennedy and Bob Hull with the call of the game on 103.7 KEYN.
Two-on-one break. Sherfield going all the way to the basket. Drops it to Dennis, who slams it home.
Yeah, smart play by Grant Sherfield. He saw Colin Smith coming in to try to block his shot. Dexter Dennis was trailing the play, and he made a really nice drop-off pass to Dexter for the slam.
Nicely done. The Shockers win easily over Central Florida, 75-58, snapping that three-game skid. The Shockers are now 18-6 on the season. They have never lost to the Knights, 5-0 all time. Huge night for the Shock for sophomore Eric Stevenson. He had 27 points, 8 rebounds, and 5 assists in that Shocker road win. Here's Wichita State head coach Greg Marshall.
Back to playing team basketball. We have 19 assists. What did we have, 4 against Houston? Mm-hmm. We turned the ball over a little too much, but 19 assists. Dexter Dennis with 5 assists and 1 turnover. Are you kidding me? Grant has 6-1, and Eric 5-2.
There you go. Shocks put up some nice numbers. Tied for 5th now in the American Conference. The Shockers are at home on Sunday afternoon at Coke Arena, hosting last place Tulane, which has lost 8 in a row. Mike Kennedy and Dave Dahl will have coverage of Shocker basketball beginning at noon on Sunday with the pregame. It tips off at 1 o'clock Sunday afternoon at Coke Arena. Shocker basketball on 103.7 KEYN. The Shocker women are on the road Sunday afternoon at Tulane. Steve Strain will have that one at 2 o'clock Sunday afternoon on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS right here. College men's action tomorrow for third-ranked Kansas in Lawrence. Early tip-off, 11 a.m. tomorrow. The Jayhawks hosting Oklahoma. The Sooners have lost their last 18 trips to Lawrence, 18 in a row.
Wow.
KU overall is on a 9-game winning streak right now. Live pregame coverage for the Jayhawks at 10 o'clock tomorrow morning, and that is on Sports Radio KFH, 1240 a.m., 97.5 FM, as KU is going for its 10th win in a row. Meanwhile, Kansas State men trying to snap a 4-game losing streak. K-State in Fort Worth at TCU, 4 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. K-State still has not won a conference road game yet this season. St. Valentine's Day, and we have home action for the Wichita Thunder tonight. Downtown, 7:05 at Intrust Bank Arena. The Thunder has won its last 2 home games, and Wichita is hosting the Tulsa Oilers tonight on home ice. The Wichita Wings indoor soccer hosting the Springfield Demise. It's an exhibition game. That'll be tomorrow night, 7 o'clock at Hartman Arena. We've waited a long time for a new era in Shocker baseball under head coach Eric Wedge. His first game as head coach of the Shockers is tonight, as the Shockers open up the season with a 3-game swing to Louisiana to take on Northwestern State. The Shockers and the Demons at 6:30 tonight, 2 o'clock tomorrow, 1 o'clock Sunday. Shane Dennis will have live coverage of the first 3 games of the Eric Wedge era. You can listen live to Shocker Baseball on Sports Radio KFH, 1240 AM, 97.5 FM. It is All-Star Weekend in the NBA in Chicago. Tomorrow night is the All-Star Saturday night. Fun with the Skills Challenge, 3-point contest, slam dunk contest. Devontae Graham, former Kansas Jayhawk of the Charlotte Hornets, is in the 3-point contest, as is Buddy Hield of the Sacramento Kings, who went to Sunrise Christian Academy in Bel Air. 7 o'clock tomorrow night for that one on Sports Radio KFH, and the All-Star Game itself is Sunday night at 7 o'clock on Sports Radio KFH. And a happy birthday today to former Wichita sports guy, Jeff Herndon.
Jeff Herndon.
On the news side over at Channel 3.
Yeah, Jeff.
Happy birthday today to, and I did a sports show with Jeff back in the day.
You did.
We had a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Happy birthday to Channel 3's Jeff Herndon today.
Interest Bank Arena, August 21st. The Backstreet Boys coming to town. I've got a pair of tickets right now. If you'd like to go see the Backstreet Boys at Interest Bank Arena, 869-1330 is the number to call. 869-1330.
All right.
822 now. Keep it here for the Hannity Morning Minute. Polls indicate Americans' satisfaction. That's on the way. Steve and Ted here on KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.